Hi, this is your cousin Carolyn. While you're spending the holidays in Rome, please pinch a few of the Italian girls for us.
That was my naughty daughter Carolyn, Rick. You know who this is, your Aunt Carol. We do miss you. All that good-looking black hair and a nice smile of yours.
How you doing? This is Terry. Sometime when you're visiting your friends, I'll have to get together with you and find out exactly what you're doing. I'm living downtown now, at a place of my own. Next month, I'll be working at an alcoholic detoxification center. And hopefully, if things go right, I'll get into a nursing program. Apparently, you're still planning to go to foreign languages, and I'll find out from your folks exactly what you're doing. And like I said, sometime when you're around, I'll find out from you more of how you are, which will be more accurate than asking your parents. So, for now, see you. Take care. Don't do anything too drastic.
Hello, Rick. This is Sylvia. Your brother Brian has been insisting that we all come in and say something, so he finally forced me in here. I owe you a letter because I got yours, and it was neat to hear a little bit about what you've been doing and then to actually go over and see some of the sights. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas in Rome, and I'm going to be enjoying your sights pretty soon, I understand, because no doubt you've heard that I lost three whole rolls when I was over in Europe. I'm still putting odds on the fact that you'll probably come home with a French bride, so don't disappoint me. And I hope you had a Merry Christmas again and have a Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
Hi, Rick. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're out at Irene. Had a wonderful dinner thinking about you. We're also wondering what you're doing down there in Rome with all those beautiful young women down there. Maybe it's best we send you back up to the Swiss Alps. Someone else wants to speak now to you. We wish you the best and the happiest New Year ever. We'll see you. Bye now.
Bonjour. Comment allez-vous? Thank you for the lovely postcard, which I could not read nor understand. A friend of mine is coming to Europe this summer, and I'm going to have her look you up. So that you will know her when she comes, I'm going to introduce her to you right now. Rick, this is my friend Pat. Pat, this is Rick. Say hello.
Rick, Oh, hello, Rick. And you might not see me after this introduction.
Merry Christmas. 10-4. Over and out.
Richard, it doesn't end until you push that one on. Hello, Ricky, old lucky stiff over there having a good time while the rest of us over here slaving to death. By golly, some guys sure have it good. I'll tell you. Just saw your grandmother in there sampling the dribblings left over from dinner. We had a wonderful day here at Art and Irene's. We're about to take off for home for our own Christmas. Shirley brought a gal home from Climate with her, and she and are on the way home, and we're going to follow them up and have Christmas at home. So have a good day, buddy. We'll see you.
Well, if things calm down here a little bit now, I'll try and say a word or two. Not much on talking these things. Brian said he'd like for all of us to give a little speech. So, I understand you are traveling over Christmas, so you probably haven't landed much. We had a pretty good crowd here today. As you know, Sylvia about her boyfriend, and Chuck about his girlfriend, so you can see what you're missing out by not staying here. Looks like this younger bunch is getting serious a little bit. And you probably got the right idea on taking off and traveling. As usual, we didn't have enough to eat around here. Kind of missed you. On that course, imagine you could have used a little bit of it. I don't know just about where you are now, but some of those places I understand it isn't too hot. Keith here is finally coming to life a little bit now. That crowd has thinned out. He wasn't too active at first. I guess there was just too many around here for him. I had a little talk with your sister-in-law. She's always leaving some of her things here and told her that it wouldn't do much good anymore. She didn't quite know how to take me at first, and when I showed her what she liked, well, she's always leaving a pacifier or a dirty diaper here. Doug and Karen come after about half of them were left, so they missed most of the commotion. I had a little skiff of snow here last night, just to make it a little white for Christmas. Not enough so that you could notice, but this afternoon it turned off foggy. Steve and Alan left fairly early so because they had to get back. Grandma Jo was here. I guess she's talked to you already. I guess I'll let her tell me I'm about the last one. Of course, I probably shouldn't say too much about girls. You might surprise us and come home with one. Pam got me a nice red cowboy hat for Christmas. She figured I needed it, as I usually wear my cap when I go riding, but she decided I should wear a hat so I could lose it like she does. Of course, she does pretty good. She only lost it about once or twice. Carolyn still has her false hair, as you remember it, I imagine. She didn't bring any of her brothers with her this time, but she still said she had a few of them over there. Well, I can't think much else to say now. I'll let your brother finish this tape out. I think he's got a few more things to say, and he'll probably tell you a little bit more about the dinner. Hope you're feeling okay and everything's going good with you. Your Uncle Art.
Hello, Rick. They're all down at Irene's. I think there must have been about 35 people here, at least. Having a good time, and as usual, we have plenty to eat. We have enough left here so we can give you some if you want to come over and get it. And we saw some of the new boyfriends and girlfriends. I hope you're having a good time down out there, and that you've made friends so you're not alone. And we're all busy, really too busy to know what you're doing. And I hope you continue to get along well. I'll be writing you pretty soon. Goodbye.
Hi, Rick. This is your grandmother Bo, as you know. Irene and Art really had a nice Christmas. Everybody was here. We sure missed you. It isn't the same without you. You know that. I hope you got all. I got my letter and the Christmas card. You'll probably get it when you get home. I'm sure that it didn't arrive before you went to Italy. Okay, I'll be seeing you. Bye, Rick.
Hello, Rick. Hope you've had as nice a day or a busier day as we've had today. Keith is standing, sitting here, watching me as I talk to you. You want to say something to Rick, too? Not right now. He said he doesn't want to say anything right now. Hope you're enjoying your travels. Pam is always looking forward to that letter in France that you send around. Hope you enjoy your trip for over the holidays, and we'll see you again.
The preceding renditions were completely uncensored and recorded at the Art Shoot North Resident, Christmas Day, 1974. I hope you enjoyed them.